From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello, listener. Welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
Here is the news. Let's begin from the national news. Head of Applied Genetic Engineering and Protein Design Laboratory of Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI, Win Kusharyoto, told Antara News Agency on Monday that the utilization of a vaccine developed by Sinovac from China is still waiting for the result of phase 3 clinical trials in Bandung, West Java. Win said that the vaccine from Sinovac arriving in Indonesia is a risk that must be taken related to the vaccination program against COVID-19. This is done to support the availability of vaccine when the vaccination program begins. According to Win, the result of clinical trials of phase 3 of the vaccine will show how efficacy and safety of the vaccine, which will be the basis for determining whether the vaccine is used or not. Indonesia is one of the countries that has shown concrete steps to bring the COVID-19 vaccine domestically as soon as possible. The Indonesian government is committed to providing accurate information regarding the arrival of the COVID-19 vaccine and vaccination. This was conveyed by the Minister of Communication and Information, Joni J. Plate, during a virtual press conference regarding the arrival of the COVID-19 vaccine on Monday.
Pemerintah memastikan bahwa
the government ensured that information regarding the arrival of vaccine and implementation of COVID-19 vaccination continued to be conveyed to the public in an accurate, credible, and proactive manner. Joni Plate added information about the latest developments related to vaccine and vaccination against COVID-19 is expected to be a reference for all parties in supporting, guarding, and encouraging the success of COVID-19 vaccination throughout Indonesia. 1.2 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine from China arrived in Indonesia last Sunday, December 6. The shipment is part of the first phase procurement of 3 million doses of the SARS-CoV-2 type from China. The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs continues to support the government in managing the pandemic both in terms of health and social economy through cooperation with other parties. This was said by the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Retno Marsudi, on Monday during a virtual press conference about the arrival of 1.2 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine from China. She added that diplomacy is also active to support efforts to provide vaccine with the main task of opening access, paving roads, and overcoming various obstacles that arise. After successfully procuring vaccine from China, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs is working on obtaining the COVAX vaccine from WHO.
Saat ini bersama dengan Kementerian Kesehatan dan Kementerian Keuangan,
currently, together with the Ministry of Health and the Ministry of Finance, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs is in continuous communication with Geneva for the procurement of multilateral vaccine. As we know that Indonesia is one of the 92 COVAX AMC or Advanced Market Commitment countries, which will receive vaccine for 3 to 20% of the population from the Gavi COVAX facilities. Retno Marsudi explained that Indonesia had sent a vaccine request form to the COVAX facility on December 7th, according to the deadline. It is hoped that the multilateral vaccine can also enter Indonesia gradually in 2021. Retno Marsudi confirmed that diplomacy will guard other efforts so that Indonesia can immediately overcome this pandemic. The distribution of 1.2 million doses of SARS-CoV-2 vaccine that has just arrived from China should be based on good drug distribution methods so that the vaccine can be accepted by the people. It was stated by Indonesian Minister of Health Terawan Putranto during a virtual press conference on Monday about the arrival of the vaccine. Minister Terawan also said the first batch of the COVID-19 vaccination would be prioritized for medical workers.
Untuk vaksin kiriman pertama ini,
for the first shipment of vaccine, medical workers, medical worker assistants, and support personnel who work in health service facilities will be the first targeted. In this case, the Ministry of Health has prepared the number of targets and vaccine needs per regency or city, which will then be included in the Committee for Handling COVID-19 and National Economy Recovery Information System team. It will prepare target data by name, by address. Moreover, Health Minister Terawan Putranto further emphasized that the government only provides vaccines that are proven safe and clinically tested and recommended by the World Health Organization. Terawan also said that the government has discussed implementation of the vaccine distribution in order to ensure that the quality of vaccine is accepted by the people. The program scheme starts from the provincial health office and then it is circulated to be subordinate health offices. The Indonesian Olympics Committee, KOI, plans to visit the International Olympic Committee, IOC, headquarters in Lausanne, Switzerland in January 2021 in an effort to strengthen Indonesia's steps in bidding to host the 2032 Olympics. This was said by the Committee Secretary General Ferry Kono to Antara in Jakarta Monday. According to Ferry, the initial visit was important enough to determine the next steps to be taken. The meeting will also be a record of the team to start working on preparing the bidding process. When meeting with the IOC, the Indonesian Olympic Committee, KOI, and the Special Committee can then start to draw up a roadmap and bid-winning strategy. According to Ferry, the Indonesian Olympic Committee realized that the challenge to win the bidding is huge because the competitors come from big and advanced countries such as Australia, Germany, Spain, and Qatar. But the committee is also optimistic that Indonesia is a strong candidate to win it because looking at the previous event, some of the competing countries have already hosted the world's largest sports party. Let's move on to the international news. A year into the global battle against the coronavirus, the United Nations General Assembly on Monday declared December 27 to be International Epidemic Preparedness Day in an effort to ensure lessons are taken for any further health crisis. The COVID-19 virus appeared in the Chinese city of Wuhan late last year and spread globally, so far infecting more than 66 million people and killing an estimated 1.5 million people. The World Health Organization called it a pandemic in March, a statement that the United States and other countries said came too late. The 193-member General Assembly adopted a resolution by consensus on Monday that recognizes the need to increase the level of preparedness to get the earliest and most adequate response to any epidemic that may arise. UN International Crisis Group Director Richard Cohen described the symbolic move as a relevant General Assembly effort when many small and poor countries are worried that they will not take part in real decision about vaccine or coronavirus recovery. The UK started launching the COVID-19 vaccination developed by Pfizer and BioNTech on Tuesday. Reuters reports the UK became the first Western country to start vaccinating its citizens. The UK approved the vaccine for emergency use less than a week ago and launched it through the National Health Services, NHS. In total, the UK has ordered 40 million doses of Pfizer and BioNTech injections. About 800,000 doses are expected to be available within the first week. Orphanage residents and caregivers and those who are in their over 80s and some health workers are top priorities for receiving the vaccine. I'm Nuka Kusmawati, that was the news.
Thank you.
Sunday, December 6, 1.2 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine arrived at Soekarno-Hatta Airport, Cengkareng, Banten, from China. The vaccine produced by the Sinovac company is part of the first stage procurement of 3 million doses of the SARS-CoV-2 type vaccine from China. In his press statement, President Joko Widodo said that there are still 1.8 million doses of Sinovac vaccine to come in January 2021. In addition, 45 million doses will arrive in the form of bulk raw materials for the manufacture of the COVID-19 vaccine in the same month. The arrival of the COVID-19 vaccine is the answer to the questions of the Indonesian people so far, when the COVID-19 vaccine will arrive. The arrival of this first batch of vaccine also provides new hope for the Indonesian people who have been tired of being hit by the COVID-19 pandemic for almost 1 year. According to Chairman of the Committee for Handling COVID-19 and National Economic Recovery, Erlangga Hartarto, the implementation of vaccination will build a sense of security and confidence as a nation in carrying out various socio-economic activities to support health security, boost productivity, and maintain and increase national economic growth. The arrival of the COVID-19 vaccine needs welcoming. The vaccination programs give hope that this pandemic will end soon, but that high hope should not disobey cautions. The goal of vaccination is to reduce the number of pain and mortality due to the disease by building immunity so that it does not get sick even though it is exposed to a disease. Individual health impacts community health. The fewer sufferers are, the transmission is more likely to be prevented. However, based on experience, vaccine cannot be given once. The same is the case with the COVID-19 vaccine. After getting the vaccine, don't think that someone is no longer likely to be exposed with COVID-19. Usually, there is a repeat of the vaccine periodically so that it is truly effective. Thereby, vaccination does not necessarily make the coronavirus that causes COVID-19 disappear on this earth. That's why caution must be maintained. While vaccinations are running, health protocols must also be applied. Wearing mask, keeping distance, and washing hands are actually quite effective ways to prevent the COVID-19 transmission. In addition, the government also cannot relax the 3T measures, tracing, testing, and treatment during the vaccination. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Today in history will begin on December 8, 1980, when John Lennon dies. John Winston Lennon was a singer, songwriter, instrumentalist, writer, and political activist known throughout the world as the leader of the Beatles. After the dissolution of the Beatles in 1970, he was successful in his solo career. One of his hits that is still very well known today is Imagine, a song which later became one of the world's peace hymns. He died in New York at the age of 40, shot by Mark Chapman, his fanatical fan. Moving on to December 8, 1991, when the dissolution of the Soviet Union happens. On December 8, 1991, Russia, Ukraine, and Belarus signed the Bella Vista Charter, signifying the dissolution of UNITE and being replaced by the Commonwealth of Independent States, CIS. While there was much debate about who had the right to dissolve the Soviet Union, Gorbachev resigned from his position as President of the Soviet Union on December 25, 1991, and gave his power to Boris Yeltsin. The climax then when the Supreme Assembly of the Soviet Union dissolved itself on December 26, 1991, which also marked the dissolution of the Soviet Union as a federation only 4 days before its 69th anniversary. And on December 8, 2010, when SpaceX launches Dragon spacecraft, the first private spacecraft, successfully launched and returns after orbiting the Earth. SpaceX Dragon is a capsule that can transport 7 spaceships and cargo into low Earth orbit. This capsule can pin to the non-Russian International Space Station segment. Dragon was developed by SpaceX, a North American private company. Dragon was launched with a Falcon 9 rocket carrier. It was the second time for Falcon 9, the first was in 2009, before the last space shuttle flight. The second Falcon 9 flight was followed by Dragon's first launch. It was carried out at SpaceX installation in Cape Canaveral, Florida, United States. On December 8, 2010, Falcon 9 brought SpaceX Dragon from Cape Canaveral. The launch was successful and Dragon split from Falcon 9 about 10 minutes after launch. Then the capsule returns to Earth, precisely in the Pacific Ocean. This was the first time in history that a private spacecraft reached orbit and was brought back to the surface.
Cinta itu datang, ku rasa bahagia. Di hatiku menatap indahnya bintang, memberi harapan yang baru. Ketika kaki melangkah, berdebar rasanya di dada, namun senyum yang terindah selalu membangkitkan jiwa. Selalu di
next we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today on Indonesia asked the United Nations to help the world ensure distribution of vaccine for all. Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, Retno Marsudi, attended the special session of the UN General Assembly to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic, which was held virtually from New York, USA, on December 3rd to 4, 2020. During the event, Minister Retno said that discovering a vaccine is not the end of the challenge. She also remarked that task of the nation of the world ahead is to ensure vaccines are accessible and fairly distributed to all. As quoted on the page kemlu.go.id, Minister Retno said that many countries, especially developing countries, have limited capacity in vaccine production and distribution. Thereby, the UN must be able to assist member countries to increase their vaccine distribution capacity, both in terms of infrastructure and human resource capacity. President of the UN General Assembly, Volkan Bozkir, also made the same appeal. He said that his side understands that the world is looking forward to the UN leadership in handling this crisis. Volkan also pointed out that the UN must come forward, take concrete steps, and enhance the world's confidence. Meanwhile, at the UN General Assembly, Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, highlighted the impact of the pandemic, which is most felt by the most vulnerable groups in society, such as the poor, the elderly, women, and children. He viewed that they are most affected. So the opportunity for post-pandemic recovery must be used to turn the world into a fairer world. In this meeting, Minister Retno also presented 3 points that need to be done by the international community. First point is to translate the political commitment into concrete steps. One of the most pressing is support for multilateral efforts for vaccine, such as the COVAX AMC and ACT Accelerator, and support for distribution capacity and human resources across country. Second one is to strengthen the capacity of the health industry in each country. She said that currently there is a gap in health insurance between developed and developing countries. She also perceived that this needs to be addressed through the creation of an ecosystem for research and development, technology transfer, and industrial cooperation. The third point is to keep strengthening global health governance. The World Health Organization, WHO, is not perfect, but it remains the best option the world has for coordinating efforts in a bid to fight the pandemic. All countries must help strengthen the capacity of the WHO. Multilateral mechanisms that have been established amid the pandemic must also be continued after the pandemic has ended. The technology access pool, tools accelerators, and COVAX facilities should be a mechanism that will continue to be used in the future. The special session of the UN General Assembly was held to continue to strengthen the collective steps of the world community for handling the pandemic. Some of the specific issues discussed were related to the provision of vaccine, post-pandemic world recovery, and ensuring global health resilience in the future. Indonesia has played an international leadership role since the beginning of the pandemic handling phase by becoming one of the initiators of the first UN resolution on handling COVID-19 and Resolution 74-70, Global Solidarity to Combat COVID-19, which was ratified by acclamation on April 2, 2020. That was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
empêchant la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, I will introduce you about Ares culinary, a typical food of Sasak people in Lombok. This kind of vegetable food is quite unique because it is made from young banana tree. Banana stems that are usually used as basic ingredient for Ares are the young banana trees. In Lombok, banana trees are planted only to take their young stems about 3 to 4 months old. Usually, the bananas planted are ladyfinger banana or pisang emas and sabah banana or pisang kapok. One serving of Ares culinary requires 3 to 4 banana trees. The way to make this culinary is quite easy. The banana tree trunk is cut into pieces while cleaning the fibers, then soaking it with water. These banana stems are then salted with coconut milk, meat broth, and mashed spices consist of hazelnut, garlic, shallots, cayenne pepper, large red chilies, galangal, ginger, pepper, salt, and shrimp paste. This Sasak traditional culinary has a savory, crunchy, and slightly sweet taste. Usually this cuisine is eaten with jejeruk, a culinary made from cassava and papaya leaves. These two Lombok cuisines are also usually enjoyed with other Lombok typical food such as luhluh sate, made of fish, and plecing chicken. It was a little bit difficult to find Ares because this culinary was only served at certain events such as weddings and other traditional ceremonies. But now, this traditional cuisine of Sasak people is easier to find in Lombok, especially in Senaru Village, Bayan District, Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara Province. The price is relatively cheap, around 10,000 to 20,000 rupiah or 1 to 2 US dollars includes one portion of rice. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder. Thank you for listening.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Forhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Hari demi hari telah ku lalui, hanya menunggu dirimu. Nada demi nada telah ku nyanyikan, lantunan melodi jiwaku. Langkah demi langkah telah ku jalani, tu gapai cintamu padaku. Kata demi kata telah ku tuliskan, puisi cintaku padaku. Telah ku nyanyikan lantunan melodi jiwaku. Hanya dirimu yang aku cinta, hanya dirimu yang aku sayang. Tiada yang lain di hatiku, selamanya hanyalah dirimu. Selamanya hanyalah dirimu. Ternyata kamu juga cinta, cinta kamu juga sayang.
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is eating rujak or makan rujak. Listen to this conversation about Kevin who eats mango salad, which is picked from Grandma's house yard.
Kevin, ini ada mangga. Ayo cicipi.
Wah, sepertinya enak.
Coba kamu cocol dengan bumbu ini, Kevin.
Apa ini, Rama?
Ini adalah bumbu rujak, Kevin. Bagaimana rasanya?
Aduh, ini pedas sekali. Aku tidak suka pedas.
Maaf ya, Kevin. Aku tidak tahu kamu tidak suka pedas.
Iya, tidak apa-apa, Rama.
Now, I'm going to introduce some vocabularies and expressions related to the topic today. I'm going to say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Cocol, which means to dip. Bumbu, which means spices. Rujak or fruit salad. Pedas, which means spicy. Maaf ya, which means I'm sorry. Ini pedas sekali, which means this is too spicy. Aku tidak suka pedas, which means I don't like spicy. Tidak apa-apa, which means it's okay. If you want to express that you don't like something, you can use the expression aku tidak suka, which means I don't like. In the dialogue, Kevin expresses his dislike for something with an expression aduh ini pedas sekali, which means it's too spicy. Rama apologizes to Kevin because he doesn't know that Kevin doesn't like spicy food. When someone asks for apology, you would respond by saying iya tidak apa-apa, which means it's okay or never mind. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kevin, ini ada mangga. Ayo cicipi.
Wah, sepertinya enak.
Coba kamu cocol dengan bumbu ini, Kevin.
Apa ini, Rama?
Ini adalah bumbu rujak, Kevin. Bagaimana rasanya?
Aduh, ini pedas sekali. Aku tidak suka pedas.
Maaf ya, Kevin. Aku tidak tahu kamu tidak suka pedas.
Iya, tidak apa-apa, Rama.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Said, all right.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. In today's edition, I will present you a melo song entitled Suamiku to be sung by Iyet Bustami. The song Suamiku was composed by Iyet Bustami as a special gift for her husband who's celebrating birthday. The song tells about a husband who is sincere, loyal, and full of love. Iyet hopes they will live together forever. The song has slow tempo music. Iyet Bustami, who was born in Bengkalis, is not only known as a melo singer, but also a dangdut singer. Well, listener, let's listen to the song Suamiku by Iyet Bustami. Enjoy the song.
Suamiku, kekasihku, harapanku selalu bersamamu. Sejak dulu hingga kini tak berubah, setiamu bertahan. Suamiku, tak bimbang bila dekat, ku dimanja semakin rimbang cinta. jauh, aku rindu kau jagakan hatiku tak bimbang. Bila dekat ku dimanja, semakin rimbang cintamu bersara.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.